Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 10th, 2019. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." The other day I was with a group of people, and we were talking about our worst jobs that we had ever had. And one of our number said that the worst job he had ever had was working on his uncle's farm in northern Wisconsin, and having to clean out the sheep stalls. Well, I'm guessing cleaning out the sheep stalls not much different than cleaning out the cattle stalls or the horse stalls. Cleaning out the stuff that animals leave behind. He didn't enjoy it. It was hot and dirty work. And he couldn't wait to be done with that summer job. In the parlance of today's gospel reading, he was a hired hand. He had no relationship to the sheep, and the sheep had no relationship to him. Jesus uses two I am metaphors in this passage today. I am the gate, and I am the good shepherd. And if you will recall, anytime he uses these I am statements, the people who would have heard him would have connected those I am statements to God's revelation to Moses in Exodus, "I am that I am." In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus uses these two metaphors, "I am a gate." So he is the way in which the sheep go to pasture, and he is the way by which the sheep find safety. He is the good shepherd in that he not only lays down his life for the sheep, meaning to protect the sheep, to care after the sheep, but the good shepherd also attends to the sheep because the shepherd has a relationship, a caring and compassion for those in the shepherd's charge. All of these, this agrarian metaphor probably doesn't mean much to most of us who don't live in close proximity to livestock. But I think it is a very tender metaphor, the notion that the good shepherd attends to us and cares for us. I think these are important bits for us to remember. And for those of us who've been around church any time, any length of time, we hardly can read the 10th chapter of John without recalling that great piece of poetry, the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are powerful metaphors, but they are also more than metaphors. Those of us who have known the care and the comfort of Christ's presence in our lives know him to be our good shepherd. And while that seems a bit unmoored from people's everyday physical experience, we all know, obviously, Jesus is not among us in the physical sense. And yet, I can tell in my own life, the times where I have felt Jesus' presence. I have felt Jesus' presence in moments of great and profound sadness and grief. I have felt Jesus' presence in holy moments that were completely unexpected. I have felt Jesus' presence in moments of joy. The Good Shepherd never abandons the sheep. The Good Shepherd is faithful to the flock, and the flock benefits from the Good Shepherd's faithfulness. And the flock hears the Shepherd's voice so that we go out and come in. We receive a sense of security, a sense of nourishment, and we receive that life that is abundant. The thief comes only to kill and destroy, says Jesus in the 10th chapter of John. But I am come that they, all of us, may have life and have it abundantly. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.